Next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-11, Pro-Life Democratic Candidate PAC. Do we have counsel? Mr. Lupfer?
Yes, Jacob Lupfer, and I'm not an election lawyer. I'm just a humble political consultant.
That's fine.
Seeking clarity from this body on the matter presented. So
you are welcome, sir.
Thank you. You don't want to talk about the previous matter?
Oh, I'm not. I'm too much on Twitter.
Ms. Philmeyer.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub, and good morning, Commissioners. Before you is Agenda Document 19-35-A, a draft advisory opinion responding to a request from the Pro-Life Democratic Candidate PAC, which is a non-connected political committee. The requester asks whether it may accept and forward contributions earmarked for a yet unnamed Democratic presidential candidate who meets certain specified endorsement and experience criteria without itself making a contribution to the recipient of funds. The committee further asks whether it may designate a specific congressional candidate committee as the default recipient in the event that no presidential candidate meets the criteria, or whether it must instead offer refunds if that occurs. The draft concludes that all contributions to the draft fund would be attributable only to the original contributors and not to the committee, because the committee exercises no direction or control over the choice of the recipient of funds given the objective, easily determinable criteria specified. The draft further concludes that it is permissible for the committee to designate a specific congressional candidate committee to serve as the default recipient instead of offering refunds if no presidential candidate meets the criteria to receive the earmarked contributions, because it is lawful for a conduit to forward contributions to a default recipient that the conduit identifies to contributors at the time the contribution is made. We received one comment on the request. We did not receive any comments on the draft. Thank you, and I'd be happy to address any questions you may have.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for counsel or Mr. Lupfer or discussion? Anybody got anything?
I think our tanks may be on empty. The fuel light may be on.
Maybe. I intend to support the draft. I think it is consistent with prior advisory opinions, particularly with, I think it was advisory opinion 2019-1.
Yes. It starts today.
Yes. Very, very similar advisory opinion. I think you've got two objective criteria, endorsement and qualifications. And the qualifications are fairly ascertainable facts. So I intend to support the draft. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree. I think that this is on all fours with past advisory opinions we've issued. I don't have any concerns with it. I don't know if there was anything that you wanted to speak to since you made the trip in, if there were any comments that you wanted to make about the draft or.
No, I just thought that not just on behalf of this client of mine, but just in general, since the nature of the draft fund seems to me, so often it's just, draft veto, right? So the draft is thinking of one particular person. And even in the Act Blue opinion from some years ago that was cited, it was a woman for president draft fund. But the woman for president was if the 2016 nominee should be a woman. So there was only one person who that was going to be. And so in this case, since I thought that since it introduces some kind of different sets of criteria that if in the future others had the intent to do a draft fund that was this kind of creative or innovative, that they also might benefit from the clarity of an advisory opinion. So that was part of the rationale. So thank you.
Sure.
Any other discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll be happy to make a motion if
Mr. Vice Chairman.
Time is right. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. In our consideration of draft advisory opinion 2019-11, submitted by Pro-Life Democratic Candidate PAC, represented here by Mr. Jacob Lupfer. I move approval of agenda document number 19-35-A.
Thank you. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of Agenda Document 19-35-A, a proposed answer to pro-life Democratic candidate PAC. And should it be approved, it would become Advisory Opinion 2019-11. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion carries unanimously. Congratulations.
Bring unanimity to the commission. Congratulations.
Thank you, commissioners.
It does happen. It does happen. And who knows? Maybe we'll be on a little bit of a roll.